from Washington. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda-linked group takes credit for suicide bombing in Mogadishu. Ukraine troops have taken an eastern pro-Russian stronghold. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Somali police say a suicide car bombing outside the country's parliament has killed at least five people, including at least two soldiers guarding the building. The Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for Saturday's blast in the capital, Mogadishu, and says such attacks will continue. Officials say the car, loaded with explosives, blew up when it was stopped by soldiers at a checkpoint before reaching the entrance to Parliament. Parliament was in session at the time of the blast. About a dozen people were wounded, including seven civilians from a nearby internal refugee camp. Ukrainian troops have overtaken the pro-Russian rebel stronghold of Slovyansk in the country's east.
Сьогодні, 5 липня.
In a statement in Kiev, Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko stated armed forces had taken the city from terrorists and raised the flag of Ukraine. Officials and witnesses say the rebels evacuated the city after coming under mortar fire from government forces. The government's retaking of the city marks a rare victory in Ukraine's struggle to quell the months-long rebellion. The rebels appear to have moved from Slovyansk to nearby Kramatorsk, but journalists in the area say they later saw many of them drive out of Kramatorsk. The Palestinian Attorney General says the autopsy on the Arab teenager killed in a suspected revenge attack shows he was burned to death. Mohammed Abu Qadir's body was found in a Jerusalem forest Wednesday, about an hour after he was forced into a car by kidnappers. Qadir's father says the teen's body was burned beyond recognition, and the Palestinian Attorney General said Saturday the teenager suffered burns over 90% of his body. Israeli police have not yet determined who killed the boy or why. They say they're investigating whether the killing was in response to the kidnapping and murder of three Israeli teens found buried earlier in the week. More on all of these stories at voanews.com. From the World Cup, Argentina has knocked out Belgium 1-0 in World Cup quarterfinals play. VOA's Carla Bob has details.
Argentina striker Gonzalo Higuain fired the ball into the bottom corner of the goal less than 10 minutes into the match in Brasilia. Team star Lionel Messi had a great opportunity to make it 2-0 toward the end of the game, but Belgium goalie Thibaut Courtois came out and made a terrific save. Argentina is now heading to its first World Cup semifinal since 1990. Next up, the Netherlands take on the surprise of the tournament, Costa Rica, in Salvador. Carla Babb, VOA News.
In Nigeria, gunmen believed to be members of Islamist militant group Boko Haram have attacked a military base in the northeastern town of Damboa. Residents interviewed by a journalist working for VOA's Hausa service said four police officers, four civilians, and 12 soldiers were killed, including the commanding officer of the base. A strike by 220,000 engineers and metal workers has dealt another blow to South Africa's economy, just a week after settlement of the most damaging previous work stoppage in the country's history. As Gillian Parker reports for VOA from Johannesburg.
The industrial action was called by the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, or NUMSA, the country's largest union. NUMSA is demanding a 12% pay raise and better housing allowances for workers. This latest strike affects around 10,500 companies, including steel producers, foundries, construction companies and automotive suppliers. Police fired rubber bullets Thursday at workers who were blocking an entrance to the Eskom Madupi power station construction site. There were local radio reports of striking workers assaulting people and looting offices in Johannesburg. NUMSA has denied the allegations. Gillian Parker for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Ashraf Ghani, one of the two candidates in Afghanistan's presidential runoff election, has demanded the release of preliminary results without further delay.
Announcement of preliminary results cannot be postponed. Further, the people of Afghanistan have to know. What are the results?
The Independent Election Commission failed to agree on an announcement of the preliminary results as scheduled on Wednesday, and auditing continued of ballots from hundreds of polling stations. An Egyptian court sentenced Muslim Brotherhood leader Mohammed Badi and 36 other Islamists to life in prison Saturday. Badi, convicted of involvement in deadly protests, had already received death sentences in two other cases in a crackdown on Islamist opposition after last year's military ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. More on all of these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.